Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, thank you so very much for this day. Thank you for this great opportunity. Thank you for loving us so much. Oh, you so amazing, and we just so appreciative of what you've done for us. Lord, we ask you to open up our minds, our understanding. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to allow us to see us as you see us. Lord, so often we get beat down and tore down, and we don't recognize who we are. And so, Lord, we ask you to remind us and reveal to us who we are in you. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Amen. So the day is Pentecostal Sunday. Everybody say Pentecostal Sunday. So Pentecostal Sunday is the Sunday is on the 50th day when the Holy Spirit came down on the day of Pentecost, when the power of God infused all the believers in the upper room, and they received this gift that was so great that it actually transformed the world, right? So in Acts it talks about that. The power of the Holy Spirit coming over all the disciples. It wasn't just the 12. It was all those in the upper room. And so many of us, I think God was trying to let us know, listen, you can't do this thing without me, right? But you can do so much with me. And he was trying to show us the power of the Spirit, right? And so I just want to talk to you guys about that and the importance of the power of the Spirit. The thing that we're going to be continuing. Last week we talked about creating your own destiny, creating your own destiny. You in charge of your destiny, right? And so when God gave us the Holy Spirit, right, the power of the Holy Spirit is so powerful that it literally healed people from all kinds of diseases, right? And the thing that a lot of people didn't get healed and didn't get delivered because their thought process was so powerful, it blocked the power of the Holy Spirit, right? And so he says, if you don't believe, it can't happen, right? So some people, even though God wanted to heal, because people don't believe, it don't happen. I was watching some stuff on some research, and a doctor had two doctoral degrees, and he was really one a famous doctor, and he was saying, he said, listen, I'm a doctor, and I study, and my job is to assist people in their healing. He said, but I don't have the power or the ability to be able to heal them. He says, all I can do is assist them. They have the power to heal themselves, right? If they don't believe it, there's nothing I can say or do that can change them, right? They have to believe it themselves. So many people, man, God blesses, right? And he transforms their life because they believe. There's not a situation or a circumstance in this world that God has not worked a miracle in somebody's life. I don't care what the circumstance is. He works it. And remember this here. God, we read in Acts, and he said, and the poor said, listen, we are his offspring, right? And we have to understand who we are, right? We have to understand the power that we have within us. We can rise and fall based on the way we feel and believe, right? So things happen to us in our life, and things go on in our life, but it's up to us. Everybody says it's up to us. It's up to us to determine, man, what we want to accomplish in life and where we want to go in life. We can't blame other people. Let me just give you my testimony, right? So I had five total knee replacements, right? And I wore it with a badge of honor, right? I didn't realize this here until I was doing my meditation. God said, you wear that with a badge of honor. He said, you like telling people that you have five knee replacements. You like to hear people say, what? You have five? He said, you really liked it. He said, some people can't get delivered because they like telling people they're sick. They like the reactions. They don't ever really want to get delivered. They want people to be able to say, oh, you know, I got you. You know, I'm praying for you. And you want that attention. You want people to bring you things over your house. You want people, so you won't get healed. He said, when it's right there for you to be healed and delivered. So how often we do that? So when we want to create our own destiny, it's important to understand something. We are engineered and designed for success. But we're programmed for failure. Right? So we've been downloaded. I was listening to some stuff, and a guy says, this famous therapist was saying that he said, I have did therapy on many guys that was in prison. He said murderers, he said rapists, he said serial killers. He said, I've done all of them. He said, and every one of them that was at the top of the line was all molested before the age of 7. He said, it's something so unique. I remember the Jesuits said in the Christian community said, if you're giving your children up to 7 years old, I can tell you their destiny. Right? Remember I talked about your mirror neurons, right? And so it's important to understand kids at up to 7 years old don't know anything. They just mirror what they see. So if they cussing, everybody says, ooh, that kid can sure enough cuss. It's because they heard you cuss. Oh, that girl can sure enough dance. That's because they saw you dance, right? They watched it on TV, and they're able to mirror it, right? They mirror neurons, grow these neurons, and they start firing. And when they fire and wire together, right, they create a pathway. And then they're able to do things. Now, when people are traumatized at a young age, and the people who are supposed to protect them or whatever, and they get unprotected or they've been violated, they have a tendency, they say in research, to end up vandalizing or terrorizing people later on in life. They said the imprint is so strong before 7 that they almost can't get over it. It takes some real serious work to get over it, right? And so it's important to understand that when we have situations and circumstances in our life, we want to go somewhere, but things have happened in our life, and we have an emotional bond inside of us that's created this thing where the Holy Spirit can't even penetrate it, right? So you end up getting stuck, and you get stuck in that situation. And you always think about what happened then. Right? So the thing that happened to you was so traumatizing, you give someone else so much power and so much credit over your life, they're able to hold you back and you're never able to reach your destiny. Because what somebody did to you or what someone said to you or what someone said about you, because they programmed you earlier and you believed it and you downloaded it in your subconscious, and your subconscious is 95% stronger than your conscious. Right? And so we operate and we run in off our subconscious. 60 to 70% are 60 to 70,000 thoughts we think a day. And 95% of them are thoughts from yesterday. So we in autopilot. So we want to go somewhere, right? But we can't get there. Right? And I think that's why Jesus was telling Nicodemus, that Nicodemus, you got to be born again. You got to see yourself different than you are. Because we can't, when we have an emotional trauma in our life or something happened in our life, that thing can stagnate us, man, and we froze at that time. And we can't get past it. And we can be smart, we can be brilliant, we can be intelligent, but that emotion that comes in as an energy and it blocks it and we can't get past it. But I want you to know that it's not a person alive who have not overcame one of those situations or circumstances, whatever you're dealing with in life. So we know you're able to do it. It's just you have to do the work. I got you, Nari. Jay, so you have to do the work. You have to understand that this thing called the Holy Spirit is so powerful, right? It is so powerful in your life, and you can't see it, but you have to go inside to really feel the presence of it. You almost got to close your eyes from the environment. If you ever try to meditate as soon as you close your eyes, all these thoughts start running, right? You try to meditate, you try to concentrate, and all these thoughts start coming. You know what it is? It's your subconscious telling you, we're about to say, you know you got to go to work. You know you got to do this here. You can't do this here. You can't do that. Your subconscious trying to override the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. But if you can stay there long enough, it'll quiet down. But we can't handle it because after 2 or 3 minutes, maybe we say, that's it. I'm done. Right? So guess what happens? We keep on doing what we always done. And we never get where we have to go. So we want our destiny is to get there, but we don't know how to get there. And so we keep on doing what we always done and think we want to do something different. You are what you think, what you act, and what you feel. And there's a loop called a thinking loop, right? It's a thinking feeling loop. The way I think is the way I feel, and the way I feel is the way I think. The way I think is the way I feel, and the way I feel is the way I think. If 95% of the thing that I think about is things in the past, guess what? I never get my destiny because I'm in the loop of thinking and feeling,
And it's always about the things in the past. So you have to overcome, you have to go deep down into your subconscious because your subconscious is so intelligent, right? But there is an intelligence inside of you that overrides everything else. That power of God that's inside of you, if you can ever go to it and get it and realize who it is, some of us do it every now and then. We want to do something and we go inside and we say, oh, I can do this here. And we hit it and boy, we feel like we hit the lottery. Right? And then something else come up, we don't feel like we have the same power and we can't do it. But I'm telling you, anything that you put your mind to and you put your attention behind, you can accomplish it. That's the power of all I got to do is see it. Sometimes you don't have to do it. I can see it. If I want to do it, if I can see somebody else do it, and then my neurons will start working, it'll start creating the path. Then I got to overcome, watch this, I got to overcome those trapped emotions. Because my body is running the show. My body saying you can't do it. Well, you know, I can do all things through Christ, but your body said, no, you can't. But I'm telling you, you can, right? Listen, for in him we live, everybody say we live, and we what? Move. And we have our what? Being. As certain also as you are poet have said, watch the poet. For we are also his offspring. That means if God is in us, who can stop us? Once we recognize that he's in us and he's working through us and as us, because he's a spirit, right? And he's a spirit. And he's this powerful, powerful force that's in our life working with us, for us, because he never created us to fail. And here's the thing. Your destiny is what your heart says you want to do. Right? But because you had things that was going on in your life or things that happened to you, you think you can't do it when you can do it. So when the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, I literally can do all things. That, listen, all things. There's nothing. Everything that you can imagine, somebody's already thought about it and did it. We watch all these movie shows and we watch all this stuff and we're like, man, this person's so smart. It's just their imagination. They said they're going to do it and they did it. You know, Sister Shaq is in here. Sister Shaq was so sick, it was crazy, but now she's walking. She had all kind of stuff going on in her neck and her back. Sister Knox, all kind of stuff. You know, Sister Knox and I had a conversation. It was so crazy, we can't even talk about them. But now we sit there and we play Connect Four and she laugh at me because she beat me so bad, right? But I'm sitting there and I'm in amazement at how God has worked in her life because she believed. Because the doctors do everything they can. But if you don't believe it, it would never, ever happen. Right? And the thing that make you think you can't do it is because things that have happened to you in your life and block the flow of the power of the Spirit in your life. Because the Spirit is a powerful, powerful energy. It's a powerful energy source. And I want you to understand that. So emotions are nothing but trapped energy. When you have a bad experience, that experience is nothing but an emotion. Think about it. It happened to you, and now every time you think about it, it takes you back. It doesn't even exist anymore. It's just an energy force. It doesn't even exist. You just giving it power, so it stops. Well, you just don't understand. So your energy level drops. Your vibration, you can't even shake it loose. Right? But I was talking to little Derek. He's not here. I was talking to little Derek, and little Derek, I took a picture of him the other day, and little Derek said, man, I was a boxer. I said, man, you was a boxer? I didn't know you was a boxer. Yeah, I was good. Right? And he was showing me some video. And I'm like, man, I said, what happened? He said, I was boxing the guy, and my leg got caught up in between him, and my knee got jammed up, and I twisted my knee, and I messed my knee up. He said, and when I messed my knee up, the guy went on, and he won the championship. Now watch this here. He beat the guy. But because he messed up his knee, he said it messed him up so bad, he lost all interest in boxing for a while. It had an effect on his entire life, the way he moved. Right? Because he had an experience And he said, when that guy, he was so mad that guy won the championship, right? But what happened was he had an experience, and that thing traumatized him, right? And everybody else said, oh, get over it, get over it. But it's hard, right? If you don't know who God is for real in your life, when a trauma hits you, you won't turn to God. You'll turn to yourself. And you won't recognize the God in you. Now, you, as long as everything's going good, God is good. I can do all things. You just talk, you roll it until the tragedy hit. Or until that thing comes back up and show up from years ago. Nobody or nothing can stop you but you. Everybody say nothing. Nothing or nobody. It's important. Spouse said, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Don't you know that this case is the place where God resides? He said, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit is in you. Y'all looking for God out there in the sky, and he's residing in you. So why are you complaining about what you don't have when you have access to everything? You understand? So when you connect it, you don't have to have it. Somebody else have it. And if they have it, you got it. You know it's true because you've done something for people that you never thought you would do. You had no intention to do it. You had no plan to do it, right? But you did it, right? So you have to understand who you are. And your thinking and your destiny rides on you. It don't ride on anybody else. Quit blaming other people for what you refuse to let go in your life. Quit blaming your mama and your daddy, and I was in a bad home. It's a whole lot of us was raised up hungry, but we still made it. Right? So I name it. I don't care. I got injured. And what? I still was an All-American, or I still was an All-Stater. I still was whatever. I got so sick, I lost my memory, and I still was a great writer. There's a story of a young man born with no legs and no hands. But his mind was so brilliant, he could think it, and the computer would write it. And they paid thousands of dollars for him to run seminars. They got video footage of a young girl who have no hands, so she dry with her feet. She cook with her feet. She do everything with her feet because she determined to not let nothing stop her from doing what she want to do. Because once you put your mind to it, nobody, watch this here, we blame the devil. Everybody says, no devil in hell. No you in hell can stop you. Because the devil is in you. You're the one stopping you. Nobody else is stopping you but you. There's nobody stopping you but you. Blame anybody else. Will you understand that? Nobody. You victimize yourself. It's people, they say, you wouldn't give me a job. You know what they did? But you know what DeAndre Pentecost did? She started her own writing business. She didn't have to write for the Chronicle. She started her own. See what I'm saying? I don't need to write for a company. I'll write, and then you'll call me to write for you. When you know your focus, God, listen, people will come and get the fruit from the tree. You ain't got to take the tree to them. When you know who you are in God, and you know, listen, you are the fruit tree that everybody want to come and eat from. When you know your destiny, right? And the first thing you have to know who you are in God. You have to know that God resides in you. Listen to me. You got to know that I don't care what anybody else say, that the power that's in the universe also resides in me. Raise your hand if you ever watch television. All you get to do is see God in real time. You get to see the imagination of men and women. People created mine. I was watching a show, and it brought tears to my eyes. And then I realized it was somebody else's imagination controlling my emotions. I was telling a young lady the other day, she had some spandex shorts on. And the now don't get offended, ladies. I mean, y'all just stay with me for a minute on this one, right? She had some spandex shorts on, and I said, baby, sweetheart, I said, let me tell you a story. I said, there was a time when women wouldn't even put their underwear on the line because they didn't want nobody to know what they had underneath their dress. But people's imagination have undressed you in real time. You've taken your clothes off in front of everybody, because they made you, they desensitized you in front of everybody. So now I walk around with no bra on, no underwear. When I saw one of the basketball players come in with a suit jacket on with a breast out. He said, well, I'm just free. Yes, because it ain't, you think you're just free. What happened is somebody, imagination, start working, right? And I'm not going to tell you about some of the chemicals and stuff they put in food to make people think certain ways. People are controlling you, and you don't realize you're being controlled. Right? So you have to know who you are in God. You have to know, otherwise somebody else is going to define it for you. I know you don't think that nobody controlled me. I'm telling you, they will. Right? Now, it's important. Right? Now, listen to this. So when Jesus was telling John, he says, listen, I tell you, John, I'm telling you the truth. Unless you're born again, you can't even see the kingdom. There's no way you can even understand the kingdom. Because the kingdom is you got to be born again. You got to see yourself different. Because the way you've been programmed in life, it's been programming you for failure. You have to see yourself as a success. You have to see yourself like God sees you. Not like Pastor Durin, but how God sees you. And God created you in his image. And he created you to be a success. And don't look in the mirror and judge the mirror. Because the mirror is not you. Because that's just your outer shell. The really you is inside of you. The mirror can't reflect you, the real you. And some of you guys judging yourself based on the mirror. You look in the mirror and you got an extra wob over here, and you're like, I just feel so terrible. Buy a bigger dress. That's all you got to do. Buy a bigger dress and keep moving. Because don't nobody really care. You think somebody really care. You think he really looking at you. He only looked at you for a second. He really not paying attention to you because he got too much going on in his own life. For real talk. Guess what? You're the one with the low self-esteem. You don't want to see yourself fat. You don't want to see yourself too skinny or too bald-headed or this. You don't want to see yourself like that. Because when you're brilliant, you can have cancer. Your hair can be falling out, right? I tell you, Beyonce can come in here right now with cancer with her hair falling off. We'll pack the house because she's Beyonce. They just want to hear what she got to say. People want to know who you are. They want to know the God in you. Quit worrying about what other people think and be you. Be the best version of you. Don't let you stop you. Because nobody else is stopping you. You stopping you. Don't let your subconscious scare you out of being successful. Because it's your subconscious telling you, no, you can't do it. You know you can't do that. You never could write. I remember I told somebody for years I couldn't read. Until God said, who told you that lie? He said, when you have a master's degree and you ain't got anything less than an A. But I told myself that so long, I believed it. And every paper I turned in, I was getting an A. And I kept on saying I couldn't write. Isn't that crazy? Your subconscious will hijack your blessing. And it'll stop you from being everything God intended for you to be. When he created you to be a success. So the first step to change is becoming conscious of who you are. You got to be conscious of who you are. You know, I was talking to my goddaughters here. And she's getting ready to do some stuff out of state. And, you know, she was kind of hesitant. And then she finally made up her mind, said, I'm doing it. I don't care what nobody else say, because she finally listened to her. Because at one time, her was stopping her. It wasn't nobody else. It was her. It was her own insecurities. Once you overcome your own insecurity, who can stop you then? We're gonna quit blaming other people and then go for our destiny. If you want to go to school, you can do it. You know, well, the coach won't play me. And let me be honest with myself. Did I put in the work I was supposed to put in? Did I tell you I did what I did? That's what I tell my grandson. I said, listen, it ain't the coach. They're going to put you on the bench. You're going to put yourself on the bench if you don't put the work in. Now, you can blame him. He don't like you. But it's really about you. Because when you're about you, God going to create a pathway for you. So when you understand it, because he got us all connected, right? Now, so everybody said, my nervous system. Now watch it. I remember when we were younger, I used to live in the country, right? And when I lived in the country, we would walk, Derek, through the woods to get to Goose Egg Lake, right? So we would cut across the field, and we did it so much, we created a pathway, right? And that pathway, it got so hard that was the walkway. That's what happened to your brain. Sometimes you've been doing stuff so wrong for so long, it creates this pathway. And you keep on going down the same path every time. If you get off, you want to jump back onto the track. Right? Because watch this here. So your circuitry or the chemistry, so you have this chemistry. When I feel a certain way, my body produces a chemical. Now, this is good, Pierre. My body produces a chemical, right? And the chemical comes into my hormones and all that, and watch what happens. And if it feel good, if I'm thinking good, I feel good. If I'm thinking bad, the chemicals will be bad. And I think bad, then I feel bad. If I feel bad, I start thinking bad. If I think bad, I'm gonna feel bad. So now I'm in this loop. So if yesterday was terrible, and I'm only thinking about yesterday, I'm never going to get there because I'm going to stay on that track. But every time you create a new pathway, every time you think about anything new or you do something new, that's why being born again is so important. I change track. And whenever then new neurons start firing, they start growing, and they start connecting and fire. And watch this here. The ones that fire together, wire together. And then all of a sudden, I start doing something different. And when I start doing something different, I get different results. And the more I do it, I create a program. Watch this here. Then the program, I got a thing right here. Boom. It's the hardware. Right? So I get this information, right? And I learn this information because it's new. I'm so excited about it. If I repeat it, watch this here. I repeat it over and over. It becomes a software program. Then it starts running in the background. So if I don't like what I'm doing, I need to change what I'm looking at. I need to change what I'm reading. I get to change where I'm going. I need to change the people I'm hanging with. And if I change them long enough, the reason I change my world is because I change my friends. And when I change my friends, and we start hanging together more and more and more, it changed everything about me. So then it became part of my software program, and it started running automatically. And everybody said, oh, he's a success. So I remember a girl I really, really liked, and she just didn't, her mama didn't like me because I was poor. Until I became a teacher, then her mama tried to hook me up with her. Right? But as long as I was on that other pathway, she didn't want to have nothing to do with me. But when I changed, the mama saw it. Right? This is real talk. I'm not making this up. It wasn't Ardina mama, but it was real. All right, now, so this is important, right? So however you think, is the way you act. The way you act, watch this here. Your action produces your feelings. Your behavior, rather. Your behavior. And your behavior creates your feelings. But what if I got a bad circuit? It can't get to me. So I'm trying to get somewhere. And I'm thinking about it. I can't get it by thinking alone. I got to go past that to my feelings. I wonder why people play all this music and start dancing in the Pentecostal movement when they get ready for the offering. Because they knew if you can get it in their feelings, if you can get it in their emotions, then it affect the way they think. And people give you everything. That's why they get you. When you go to timeshare, they want to find everything about you. And they say, oh, you're such a great person. I didn't know you cooked like that. Yeah. They try to get into you. Be careful when you're ready to go on your vacation, right? Next thing you know, you're buying a timeshare like Derek, and then you're in trouble. Then you call Pastor, how can I get a? Too late, Derek. You got to pay that bill for the next 25 years. Right? That's important, right? So, true story, man. So we own timeshares and all that. Ardina did that. And so every time we go on vacation, don't we, Ardina? So we get these timeshares, right? So I said, Ardina, I do all that stuff. But I know how they work with your emotions. So they try to use the wife because the women are more emotional, right? So I said, Ardina, this time you in charge. She's the best. I said, but here's the rule, though. We don't buy. The answer is no. Everything they say is no. But I'm not going to say nothing because I'm putting you in charge. We left there on the timeshare. Camilla back there looking at us because I got on the phone. I didn't realize what she had done. I called Camilla at midnight. I said, I'm typing up a letter. I'm sending you right now. Get to the post office. Get it out. Time stamp it right away because you got so many hours you can get out of it because Ardina had made a crazy decision. Right? Now, it wasn't just Ardina's decision. It was mine too because I let her do it. Right? And I'm praying that Camilla get up out the bed because we about to lose a whole lot of money. Right? But listen, so your emotions, watch your emotions. Once your emotions grab a hold of something, it's the magnetic field that pulls it in. So if you can get emotionally, watch this here. Most of you guys in trouble because you had a bad experience and it affects you emotionally. You fell in love with somebody or what? Your car. How many people bought a car and you got it home? You bought it because it was cute and you used all the emotions and you realized that you got to pay the note for 6 years and not for 6 months. And then you got nervous. Right? Because you made an emotional decision at the car dealership. Right? On your destiny, wherever you're going in life, right? If you tie your emotion to it, I guarantee you can pull it in. Once you think about it, you put it out there in the atmosphere. And then you take your emotion and you grab your heart and you pull it in. And you now, if you're not right, you will rob people, you'll cheat people, you'll steal people. Based on your thought process in your heart. But you can pull it off. People do it all the time. That's why Donald Trump and Elon Musk into it right now. They was on the same page at one time. Now they fighting each other, right? Because the thing is getting real now. Now we're trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong, right? Now power struggles are coming into play. Right? Everybody say your emotions. Now, y'all think I'm not going to be done at 12:30, I am, because this is going to be good. Because you got to know where you're going. Here we go. All right? So nerve cells that fire together, wire together. Everybody say nerve cells that fire together, wire together. So whenever you get something, if you want something new in your life, you want to go somewhere, you got to get it in your mind what it is, and you got to go after it. And then your nerve cells, if they wire, they're going to start fighting together, and you'll create a pathway. If you stay on it, you're going to get where you got to go. Right? But you got to realize, and God has given you a super highway. Right? And he gave you all the turbo behind it with the Holy Spirit. Right? And the Holy Spirit is powerful enough to break every situation that you come up against. There's not an emotion in your life. There's not a sickness in your life that the Holy Spirit can't break through. So whatever you get ready, whatever you're going for, when you tie God into it, whatever it is that you want, the Holy Spirit has the power to break through whatever it is. So whatever you come up against, whatever the enemy bring up against you, whoever said whatever, they can't stop the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know I'm telling the truth because there's testimony after testimony after testimony where somebody thought they blocked them, but God pulled right through it. Some people's intention was to break you, and God didn't let them break you. Right? So you have to understand where you got to go. So now, I'm creating my, nobody else is creating it. Listen, get mom out the way, get your brothers, get your kids, everybody out of the way, and make it an inside job. Listen, remember it's you. Quit. Some people won't leave a situation because you're insecure when you know you should walk away from it. But you're afraid because you think you need what you need when you don't need it. And it's not doing, it's causing you health issues. It's making you sick, but you won't stay because you're afraid to leave. Because deep down underneath, you're insecure. And you need that person or you need that thing. So you hold on to a job that you hate. When God gave you the ability to do whatever you want to do and get where you got to go, right? And you blaming somebody else, whatever, when he said, you know what? Stop. Check it out. It's all about you. I don't like Terrio, Tasia. So Terrio get on my last nerve. God said, it ain't Terrio, it's you. Get your act together, Tasia. He said, Ardina, Arthur, this is not Ardina. This is you. Get it together, Bodner. I wasn't able to walk right until I realized what I was doing to myself. I wanted to walk with my cane. And everybody, hey, listen, they said, what's going on, man? Listen, somebody said, man, I gotta have knee surgery, man. I had five of them. They said, what? Yeah. But tell me about it. They was too stupid to realize, like, I don't want to talk to him. He had five of them, they all was wrong. So they thought I was a specialist. I was a fool. That's what I was. Right? And because God wanted to heal me from the beginning. And when I finally got ready to be delivered, and I saw him ready to ballroom dance, God said, let's dance then. He said, that's what you want to do? Let's dance. He said, you don't need your cane. You don't need that. Let's dance. I didn't say, get your cane. I'm like, she tried to make me carry your cane. I don't want the cane. I don't need that insecurity. I know my leg's strong enough. Even if I fall, I can get back up again. Right? It's the inside, so I can't blame anybody else. Quit blaming other people for your lack of, what's it, confidence. Because you don't have confidence in you. You insecure, right? Now, so our bodies are sophisticated, super intelligent, self-regulating computer system. Everything's inside of it. Everything to heal me, everything to deliver me, mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever, is inside of me. I don't have to go nowhere, anywhere. I don't even have to go to a doctor if I don't want to. I promise you, they can give you all the medicine in the world. If you don't believe it'll work, it won't work. How many people had a headache and you took some Tylenol and it went away? More because you just believed it. I mean, one time I was playing football and I hurt my leg and he said, man, hey, put this pill on his leg. It was a salt pill. I thought it was something. It wasn't worth nothing. It was the placebo effect. See, it ain't really happening. You just think it's happening when the healing is really in you. Right? Now, and I'm done. I got 3 minutes. Here we go. So how to change your reality, here for your destiny, right? If you keep on thinking the same thoughts, you keep on making the same choices, your same choice is going to lead to the same action, same behavior, you can get the same experiences. And you end up with the same feeling, and that's your being. But if you want to change, you better have some new thoughts. You better be born again, right? And you got some new choices. right? Then I get new choices. I got new actions and new behaviors. That's what happened when I changed my friends. When I changed my friends, I changed my world. I went from being ADC to making $105,000 a year. I was the highest paid athletic director in the whole state of Michigan. Nobody was making that kind of money. God worked it out because I said I wanted to make $100,000 a year. And when nobody making $100,000 a year, I said I wanted to make it. I made my mind up. God made me principal of Muskegon High School for a day. Y'all laughing. For one day, the superintendent made me the superintendent. He said, we're going to make him all principals. He's from Canada. He made us all principals. They upped my salary. For one day, then I became the athletic director. And then they said, we're not moving everything. They gave me another raise, and I was up to over $100,000 just that fast. God did it just like that. But I had already put in my mind, that's what I was going to make, Chris. Once I put in my mind, no devil in hell could stop me. So listen to me. That's what God can do for you, right? Now, but I had to have new thoughts. So when I came into pastoring and all that, I was all upset about what happened and what Muskegon was doing until God said, look out in front of you. He said, I gave you a whole church and the people to go in it. He said, for everybody who disliked you, I gave you twice as many people to love you. He said, don't lose your focus. Keep loving people and keep doing right regardless of what other people do to you because you have a destiny. And my goal was the same. It never changed. I wanted to impact the lives of people. So I thought it was in the school system. He said, no, I just trained you for this. God is training you for something else, but you got to know it's inside of you, right? Now, it's important. So if you don't like what you're doing, find what you want in your mind and get reborn. See yourself as a different person. If you want to be this, see yourself as that. Start looking up people that do that job. Start reading about it. Get your mind focused on it and watch God take you to it. And you're not going by yourself. He said, because I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So you can get nervous along the way. You're going to feel like you can't do. He said, but I'm with you. He said, the only body can stop you is you. So he said, don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Everybody said the way you think. So I got to change the way I think, right? Right? See what I'm saying? Once I start changing, then I start feeling it. So I get that heart, brain, coherence, and then woo-wee. What's going to stop me now? Here's my destiny. I'm headed that way. Let's go. If you don't want to go with me, I'm going. I told Ardina, you can leave me if you want to, but I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to grab a hold to your leg and stay there. Because you my destiny. I did. Y'all think I'm playing? I did tell her. She can find somebody if you want to. You're going through as a company. I said, we in this thing ride or die. I don't care what you do. You're not going nowhere. Right? I said, I know God gave you me. You know, I was 440 pounds, and she loved me through it. Right? And don't nobody want to love nobody at 440 pounds but Ardina. But because I was focused on God, he wouldn't change. I still looked the same to her. Right? And everybody said, well, that's what you think. I'm just telling you the way she treated me. She didn't treat me no different. That's how I knew God was in it. And we have so much more. I have to remind her all the time. I said, Ardina, we blessed beyond measure. I have to keep reminding her that how good God has been to us. When you focus and you know your thing, listen, God going to make you the lender and not the borrower. You ain't got to never want for nothing because God going to make sure it's all at your disposal. You ain't got to have no money. You just got to have people with money. I just know the co-saves. You got to know somebody with money. See what I'm saying? You just got to know somebody. You know, this is a true story. Y'all think I'm just talking. It's time, man, to tell people, no, I don't need that blessing. For real, I don't need it. Right? People want to bless me all the time. Right? And so, and sometimes, you know, you like, I want to take it. And sometimes the guy said, nope, you can't take it this time, bro. You can't take it, right? Take it another time. Let somebody else get that one. That's when you know you're blessed, ain't it? That's when you're focused. When you know where you got to go, and then everything in front of you, man, looks crystal clear, right? And then I'm done with this. Here we go. I'm wrapping up. I got to go through, because I'm going to let Terry preach next week on Father. Everybody said, come next week, because Terry will preach on Father's Day. So he got Father's Day message. I ain't doing the Father's Day. Terry doing the Father's Day message. Amen. God is so amazing. Everybody stand to your feet. God is so amazing, because I'm 3 minutes over. God is so amazing that he tried to let us know that don't blame anybody else for your shortcoming. Anybody that came in your life and interrupted your life, they're nothing but an emotion in the past. Allow my spirit to get through and knock that thing wide open, and then you keep moving the way I told you to move. It's nothing but a trapped emotion. Everybody said trapped emotion. He said, push it through with the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, you can't get through that emotion. You can't get over that situation without me. You got to get through it. He said, you got to dig deep. You got to go inside. It ain't going to happen on the outside. You got to go inside. You can't get it from external. You got to go internal. You got to go inside so God can break that thing up, that fiery ground up. So the power of the Holy Spirit can work through your life, and the world will know you blessed because of who you connected to. And who you connected to? God Almighty. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for every single person. Thank you for their destiny. Thank you for their goals. Thank you for the aspiration in life. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for designing and engineering them for success. And I'm asking you, God, in the name of Christ, that you would allow your spirit to be so prevalent in their life that no enemy that ever came in their life could ever have any hold on their life. Let them know that every decision they make, everything they do, everything they're going through is only them stopping them. And if they just point to you and look to the hills and which come to their help, no one can stop them. No one. Whoever in their path is only there to help them get where they got to go. No one is in their path to block them. They're only there to help them. So, Lord, thank you for everything you do. And as we leave this place, never your presence. Allow your Holy Spirit to reign supreme in our life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. The altar is open for those who like prayer. God bless you.